The Pet of the Week, brought to you by the Great Canadian Dog Food.
And welcome to the Pet of the Week. Cleo is joining us this morning. And Cleo is just a ball of sunshine and energy, just like Abigail from the Guelph Humane Society.
Good morning.
Good morning. We are loving Cleo. We've been spending the last like 15 minutes or so.
She's the best.
She was so cute with the little tummy rubs. Yeah. What a darling. Now, she's a bulldog mix.
Yeah.
Or sorry, a Frenchie mix.
She's a little Frenchie mix. Yeah. She's 2 years old. For a home where she can be queen of the castle.
Yes.
She would just love to be the one and only in the home and no young children. She's got a huge personality, loves to run around and have a great time. Very silly. She also has a chicken allergy. She'll be on a special diet in a new home. And she has exhibited some resource guarding. Anything that she might see as valuable, which in her case is typically food.
And how did Cleo come to you?
She entered our care via a surrender. So there was young children in the home and she was resource guarding the food that they would carry around.
Yeah.
Which of course we don't want any incidences. So also no young children as well, because she can kind of, she's like a bowling ball. She'll kind of knock you right over.
Yeah, even, she's so sweet.
Even being an adult, she's so strong.
She's been giving us kisses just, like, all morning though. Yeah.
She came into our care, but only about a week and a half ago. We suspect that she's going to be very popular. She's not yet available, but she'll be available very, very soon. So keep an eye out on our website at guelphhumane.ca.
Awesome. And I wanted to mention another great dog, Essen, because I want Essen to get adopted so badly.
Essen.
Yeah. So tell us a bit about Essen and how we can adopt Essen.
We love Essen very much. She's been in our care for over 210 days.
Yes.
And on Monday, we had a Essen meet and greet party for her. So we invited folks to come in and meet her. And see how amazing she is. She's like a shepherdy kind of mix. She came to us in February of this year. And so she's still waiting for her forever home. She's also one where no other animals in the home. Dogs can unfortunately make her quite anxious. And she'll probably chase the cats or small animals in the home. So we want to make sure that she's the only animal as well. And adults only too, because she does, she also is kind of like a bowling ball. She might knock the young kids over. But she's so lovable. She's so very smart. Her foster has done a great job training her, and she's very treat motivated. And like I said, she's very smart. She's actually very cuddly as well too. She'll love to
snuggle
you before bed.
She's up on the website still, I'm sure.
Yeah, she's also, she's actually at the top of our website. So when you go on, she's the first dog that you'll see on our adoptions page, because she's been with us the longest.
Amazing. Okay, now tell us about the low cost microchip clinic coming up this Saturday, September 20th, 10 a.m. to 2.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we have our, as you mentioned, our low cost microchip clinic. So it's $40 per appointment, and we are accepting both cats and dogs. We still have a couple of appointments left, so head on over to our website to book. They're only like a 15-minute appointment each. If you have multiple animals, you can also book multiple. So just $40 per animal, per microchip, and microchipping helps to reunite animals if they ever were to become a stray, or maybe they get out of your backyard. We just scan them, and that microchip holds the owner's information. So an email, a phone number, and their first and last name, so that when, other than like a collar, which can be removed or can fall off, a microchip is permanent. So when it's in you, it's in between their shoulder blades.
And it also doesn't hurt.
Nope, doesn't hurt. It's about the size of a grain of rice. So it's really small. They won't feel it. There's no like healing process. It's just like a little needle goes in, implants the chip, and then you're good to go. I'm actually getting my cat microchip, because his fell out.
This Saturday? Oh, good. Okay. So now a reminder too, you have to go to the website and book the appointment, right? You can't just show up.
Book an appointment. Yep. So register ahead of time. And really we just collect any basic information, because it creates like their pet profile. So if they do get lost, we can also know that like in their pet point file that it's like they're beige or they're black, or like what their color is or what breed, those kinds of things as well. So there's information kind of attached to like the registration on the website.
All right. Well, go to the website, check out Cleo. Pleasure, Cleo, having you this morning. And Essen as well on the website. Thanks, as always,
Abigail. Thank you.